I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It is the end of the school year, and so in the case of perfect timing for The Rough Draft Diaries, a teacher has been nominated for the show.
Okay. My name is Erin Lapierre, and I am a teacher at Toledo School for the Arts, and I teach history and English.
Erin never planned on being a teacher, but loved history from a young age, traveling to historical sites on vacation, studying the subject in college, and then finally falling into education after graduation. So everything connects back to this love of history.
Yeah, I've always loved stories. That's what history is, right? Is we're studying and we're reading and we're learning about these people, whether they're a group of average people, you know, like you and me, that are making a huge difference, or if they're kind of the great man history, as we call it, where you're looking at one individual who really made a huge difference. But just the stories and kind of following that narrative is fascinating to me, and how people are able to work with what they have and overcome obstacles or face challenges, you know, that seem completely daunting, and are able to, against all odds, persevere and be an inspiration sometimes, and be a lesson in what not to do sometimes. Yeah, it's the story aspect for sure.
Reading about a lesson in what not to do throughout history can be enlightening, but experiencing it in real time can be challenging, to say the least. Just this last week, our school history was changed as two teachers and 19 children were killed at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, making it the second deadliest school shooting in U.S. history.
It's hard. It's hard, man. I remember my first year teaching was at TSA. My first year at TSA, having, you know, my own classroom, was the year of Parkland shooting. And that one just felt different to so many people. You know, those students, those humans were able to take that event and, like, really make changes. You know, March for Your Lives is one of the things that they really started, and kind of making this monumental change. And I remember specifically, I had a whole lesson plan, you know, for the day after the Parkland shooting, and I threw it out. And we spent with my four world history classes, they were ninth graders, and I started my class, you know, four times that day, just asking, how are you? What's going on in your heads? What are you feeling? What are your emotions? And we talked, and we cried, and we were frustrated and angry, and we went through our ALICE training in our own classroom, you know, and we practiced, which is frustrating but needed, and it makes me angry that we need to do that. But that's something that literally every single teacher thinks about. Literally every single teacher knows what they would do, or thinks they know what they would do, hopes that they would do. But having to look at your kids, you know, we call them our kids for a reason, having to look at your kids and imagine the unimaginable and prepare for the unimaginable it's devastating.
Preparing for the unimaginable is a new aspect to teacher life, a life that is already chock full of challenges, but also delights.
It's a million little things every day, whether it is a student coming to you for advice, you know, whether it's about a friendship or maybe about a relationship, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a parent that they're having a difficult time with. When they ask if they can come by your class before school lets out, you know, to talk to you about something. When they literally cry on your shoulder, you know, they come in and I can see that their face is sullen, and I say, what's going on? And then they just break down and they cry because they feel safe. Or when they, you know, come in and they have say, hey, I want to tell you a funny story that happened this weekend. This made me think of you. It's a million little things every single day. And it's the trust, and it's the joy, and it's the ability to, like, really, truly connect. And you can't teach that, you know. You can't teach rapport. You can't teach that relationship. You just have that ability to make those connections with those small humans. But, like, watching specifically the class of 2023 grow up from seventh graders to now and going through a pandemic together, you know, going through so much together is awesome. It's really cool.
In watching these students grow, Erin gets a unique perspective on what it's like to be a young person in today's society, but also what these schools need to continue to create successful, well-rounded citizens who will make up the future of Northwest Ohio.
Oh, so what I would absolutely love, I would love to see schools be fully funded. And what I mean by fully funded is bring back the electives, because we focus so much on testing. We've stripped the schools down to just the bare minimums, and we've taken away shop. We've taken away the mechanics. We've taken away cooking classes. We've taken away all of these electives that help these human beings be full-fledged human beings within the school system. School's not just about math and science and history and English. It's about teaching these people how to be competent in skills outside of academia. That's what I want to see in a traditional public school. I want to see these schools have so much money that they don't know what to do with all of it. So they're creating these classes that are beneficial not just to these state testing scores, but beneficial to our students, to our children, who are make up our future society. That's what I would like to see change.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.